To anyone who trusts in Jesus' name, watch your world become forever changed. Here's a song about light from darkness. I believe you're only getting started.
FM 90.3 WJTL, Jeremy Camp getting started. Laura Story, who is like our God. Hey, good morning. Happy September 1st. It's Thursday, 7:04.
The No Surrender Tour featuring Behold the Beloved, Relentless Flood, and Chaotic Resemblance is happening tonight in Landis Hall at the Junction Center. Tickets will be available at the door. Join us for this fully loaded concert experience.
Our very special guest, Christina Campbell, is here. She's with Nehemiah Philippines. Good morning to you, Christina.
Good morning.
Kind of fun that you and Olivia are bonding over piano playing.
Yep.
Which has been fun. Yeah. Anybody you want to give a shout out to?
I would like to give a shout out to Jody Davis, who has been working tremendously difficult working through a tremendously difficult time, but just pushing through. And I admire her so much. She's one of the team members of the U.S. team.
Yeah.
And just love her a lot.
That's awesome. Tell us about Nehemiah Philippines.
So Nehemiah Philippines is a ministry based in Manila, Philippines, officially started in 2017 by Chris and Anna Cazon. I met them here in Lancaster at a fundraiser. That's how I got involved. And their mission is simple but strong. It's to give children in need a chance to rebuild their lives. And CHANCE is an acronym for all their values with which you can see all the rebuilding happen. It stands for Christ-centered home, hope, acceptance, nurture, compassion, and empowerment.
So what sort of things are you doing there in the Philippines?
I guess the most obvious one is education. Okay. We're making sure that all the kids are up to speed with their ABCs. Maybe they haven't even learned how to read yet. So there's one kid who's 15 in kindergarten level, and
wow,
he just learned his ABCs. So now he will be able to continue on and eventually get a job, which many of them have. One kid has gone on to become an architect, which is a dream of many of them, architect or a fisherman.
Interesting. Any great stories about how God has worked through the ministry?
Well, one of the boys who finished the program decided to return and kind of pay it forward with Nehemiah. So he's now ministering to other boys, and they've expanded not just to street kids, because it's mainly the kids they'll find on the street lying on a piece of cardboard or something, but they've now gone on to work in landfills. There's a landfill nearby where they go in, and there's, I think, 100 kids or so who live there, and their job is to look for garbage. So now they're able to bring those kids in, give them food, and if they decide to join Nehemiah, there is an extensive process as per the government, but they will have a place to live, a bed, food, education. It's really, really amazing, and they truly are able to rebuild their future.
Yeah, that is amazing. If folks want more information, can they visit you online? Do you have a website?
Yeah, nehemiahphilippines.org.
Very cool. And if they want to get even more information and find out what you're doing and get involved, I understand you have a banquet coming up.
Yes. There's a banquet at Shady Maple, the infamous Shady Maple smorgasbord.
Yes.
On October 5th. The doors will open at 6, and you can find more information about that. You can email support@nehemiahphilippines.org if you're driving and can't write down all the information.
Yeah, very good. NehemiahPhilippines.org. We're going to talk more with Christina, find out even more about the banquet and what she's doing there in the Philippines through Nehemiah Philippines. So stick around. Alexander Pappas, Newsboys, and much more coming up.